Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Lost in Math, How Beauty Leads Physics Astray, theoretical physicist Sabine Hossenfelder embarks on a compelling critique of the current state of physics, arguing that the pursuit of beauty in theoretical physics has led the discipline astray. Despite beauty being a highly subjective concept, Hossenfelder illustrates how it has become a guiding principle in the development of new theories. Through a mix of personal anecdotes, interviews with leading physicists, and a clear exposition of complex ideas, Hossenfelder presents a thought-provoking narrative that questions the effectiveness of using aesthetic criteria, such as simplicity and elegance, in the pursuit of scientific truth. Hossenfelder's book is both a personal journey and a philosophical investigation into the role that beauty has played in shaping our understanding of the universe, making it a fascinating read for both scientists and laypeople intrigued by the foundations of modern physics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of beauty in physics. Sabine Hossenfelder addresses an often overlooked aspect of theoretical physics: the emphasis on beauty as a criterion for truth. The notion that the laws of the universe are inherently simple, elegant, and symmetric has deep roots in the history of physics, influencing the development of theories from quantum mechanics to string theory. Hossenfelder argues that this pursuit for aesthetic perfection has sometimes led to the preference for theories that are more beautiful rather than those that are empirically more accurate. She provides examples where the quest for elegance has arguably hindered progress, such as the lack of testable predictions from string theory and the multiverse hypothesis. By dissecting these concepts with a critical eye, Hossenfelder opens a debate on the practicality of beauty as a guiding principle in physics, suggesting that it might limit exploratory directions and bias scientific judgment. Secondly, empirical evidence versus aesthetic principles. One of the central arguments of Lost in Math is the tension between the pursuit of aesthetically pleasing theories and the grounding of theoretical physics in empirical evidence. Hossenfelder critiques the field for sometimes favoring theories based on mathematical elegance over those backed by experimental data. She highlights how, in the absence of new empirical findings, particularly in areas such as particle physics where experiments are increasingly costly and complex, some physicists have leaned heavily on mathematical beauty as a surrogate for truth. This reliance on aesthetics can lead to a detachment from observable reality, creating a scenario where untestable theories proliferate. Hossenfelder uses the example of supersymmetry, a theory that has remained unproven despite being favored for its mathematical properties, to illustrate how beauty can potentially misguide physicists away from more fruitful lines of inquiry that are firmly rooted in empirical reality. Thirdly, the impact on scientific progress. Hossenfelder delves into the consequences of the physics community's preoccupation with beauty on scientific progress. She points out that the allure of creating a theory of everything based on principles of symmetry and elegance has led to a significant allocation of resources towards research areas that have yet to yield empirical results. This focus diverts attention and funding away from other promising areas that may not fit the traditional aesthetic criteria but hold potential for breakthroughs. Hossenfelder also discusses the psychological and sociological factors at play within the academic community that perpetuate this focus on beauty, including peer recognition, grant funding, and publication pressures. By examining these systemic issues, Lost in Math opens a critical discourse on whether the current direction of theoretical physics is the most effective path toward understanding the universe. Fourthly, the search for a theory of everything. A significant portion of Lost in Math is dedicated to the quest for a theory of everything, a singular framework that could explain all physical phenomena with a set of simple and elegant laws. Hossenfelder evaluates this pursuit through the lens of beauty, questioning whether the aesthetic criteria that guide this search might actually be a hindrance. She explores the historical context of this endeavor, from Einstein's unification efforts to recent pursuits like string theory, and critically assesses the progress made thus far. Hossenfelder argues that while the idea of a unified theory is seductive, the insistence on beauty as a guiding principle might have led researchers down unproductive paths, suggesting that a more empirical approach could be more fruitful. Through this discussion, she invites readers to reconsider our most fundamental assumptions about the universe and our methods of exploring it. Lastly, philosophical implications. beyond its critique of the role of beauty in physics, Lost in Math also touches on the broader philosophical implications of how science is conducted. Hossenfelder challenges readers to consider the nature of scientific inquiry itself. She discusses how the subjective concept of beauty has influenced what questions are asked and how answers are sought in physics. This philosophical reflection encourages a broader questioning of how human biases, including aesthetic preferences, can impact the objectivity of scientific research. Hossenfelder's insights prompt a reevaluation of the values driving scientific exploration and suggest that a recalibration towards empirical evidence and away from subjective criteria could lead to more substantial progress in our understanding of the universe. In conclusion, Sabine Hossenfelder's Lost in Math: How Beauty Leads Physics Astray is a compelling read for anyone interested in the foundations of physics, the philosophy of science, or the interplay between aesthetics and empirical evidence in scientific research. It offers a critical look at the assumptions underlying current theoretical physics and suggests that a departure from these norms could lead to more significant scientific advancements. This book is particularly beneficial for physicists, students of the sciences, and intellectually curious individuals who seek to understand the intricate relationship between the pursuit of beauty and the pursuit of truth in science. By challenging the status quo, Lost in Math serves as a catalyst for conversation and change, encouraging a more grounded approach to understanding the universe. Its insights could lead to a more diversified and empirically driven research landscape, ultimately benefiting our collective quest for knowledge and truth. If you would like to support Sabine Hossenfelder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.